Tennessee's mental health commissioner says he'd like to see tighter restrictions on so-called Suboxone clinics. These are doctor's offices where medication is used in an effort to get patients off heroin or pain pills. Suboxone has been described as a wonder drug for people who've become slaves to highly addictive opioids. It still gives a low-level high, but it's very difficult to overdose. It's considered an improvement on methadone, but just like that drug, for-profit clinics have cropped up and taken advantage of some addicts, says Tennessee Mental Health Commissioner Doug Varney.
Unfortunately, we've got too many people that are poorly trained, that are just out there writing prescriptions again for another opiate, and really not even counseling the people properly on what kind of things they need to do. Many times, once you've become addicted to something, there's other kinds of things going on in your life that needs to be addressed.
Varney says telltale signs of a bad actor are when they don't take insurance, don't receive referrals from other physicians, and don't have licensed counselors on staff. Right now, Varney says the state isn't well positioned to regulate Suboxone clinics, which have proliferated in areas with the biggest prescription drug problems. The highest concentrations of doctors registered to prescribe Suboxone are in Johnson City and Nashville. Varney says many doctors are doing good work, but in his view, plenty are doing more harm than good. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.